That's the 1975 and the sound on Today FM with Dermot and Dave. They're playing Malahide Castle this Saturday. Support from the Blizzard. It's going to be a great gig. And we're talking about gigs. A lot of you guys texting in at 53102. Someone says, I work gigs. It's ridiculous how many people spend time just on the phone. This is after last night in Arcade Fire. Someone was there in Malahide Castle and said that a lot of people just weren't interested. Someone else says, Miles, my problem gigs is the artist leaving the crowd sing. Not just once in a while, but all the time. Lionel Richie's the worst. Hey, Lionel, we paid 60 quid. How about you sing us a song, says Niall. And then I have to say, I was at Hans Zimmer, who's a kind of a film composer guy. He's amazing. On Tuesday night there, the night before last. And the crowd was a bit older than gigs I'd usually be going to, or like a kind of a general gig. And there, first of all, weren't that many phones out, which is obviously a younger generation thing. But the ones that were out were all shooting video in landscape mode. So fair play to the people who were doing that. No one was shooting portrait video.
Dave gets very annoyed about that.
If it's on Snapchat, that's one thing. But lads, if you're shooting portrait video for yourself, I can't cope.
Talking about phones, you know that awful phone purgatory? This is the space in time between having been on holidays and the next bill arriving. And yeah, you know you've used your phone and you got that awful wait to find out just how astronomical your bill is going to be because you might have had a few drinks. You said, do you want? I'll Google it, lads. Don't worry. I'll put on Data Roman. No,
that YouTube video. Yeah, watch this YouTube. Yeah. So class. Plug it into the speakers.
Why did we stream all the Godfather movies at the Spanish bar? Well, hopefully all that will be about to change from today, because new rules coming in the EU say that roaming charges are going to be abolished. We've got Sean Kelly on the phone. He's a member of the European Parliament for South Ireland, and he's going to tell us all about it. How are you, Sean?
I'm very well indeed, all the way from Strasbourg. The sun is shining. We're inside in Parliament here.
Delighted to hear it.
The usual thing. We're talking and debating and voting, all that business.
Good stuff.
And today is a big day for us, as you said, because it's June the 15th. I call it Liberation Day because it liberates European citizens from what you described there as phone purgatory or phone hell, as it turned out to be after the purgatory when they got in.
So,
absolutely astronomical bills after coming home from holidays or from business trips.
And Sean, is it that we're now being treated as one country in the sense that we're not abroad when we're in the EU? So whatever data package and rates we have at home, that's what applies when you're in France or Spain or England or wherever.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. It's what they call the single European market, and the same rates apply all across the European Union now, so you can roam, as I said, like at home. And this is an ongoing battle for about 8 years and 9 years since I came here to Parliament. I've been involved in it. The operators, first of all, obviously objected. Then they took us to court. Then they lost the court, and lo and behold, we have brought down prices by about 96% in the interim and abolishing them today. And now the great thing about it is the operators are sending their clients messages, etc., saying that they are doing it themselves.
Yeah.
So no power to them.
Exactly. I got that message myself just the other day on the 8th of June, and it said, contract change. For EU data roaming, we are increasing your allowance and reducing your out-of-bundle rate from 5 cent to 0.75 per meg. And they said both changes are in line with EU roaming regulation.
But it's still quite difficult to understand. When are they going to talk English on these things? Because when you get one of those texts from phone providers, you just immediately mistrust the text and go, what's happening here now? What are they trying to pull a fast one here?
But they can't anymore, can they?
No, and they tried every trick in the book, quite frankly, to pull a fast one. First of all, as I said, they took us to court, and then when we were bringing down the prices, there were all sorts of objections, and they tried to set the prices higher because of all sorts of things like wholesale charges, etc. But we beat them down, and now it's as simple as this. You roam like at home. Whatever package you have at home applies when you go abroad.
And this includes data and phone. Calls and texts and everything.
Yes. And texts as well,
I remember when I came here to Parliament first, I couldn't understand how I was paying. I think it was about 49, 50 cents for to a minute to make a call. But what really annoyed me, and I'm sure many more, was I was paying 5 cents, I think, to take a call.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were being hit on both ways. But thankfully, now that's all gone. And text messages at that time were costing something around 11 or 12 cents. So that all mounted up very, very quickly. But now all that's gone. Once you have a package at home, You can go abroad on holidays, business, etc., and you will be charged nothing extra.
That's great, because I do remember friends of mine pranking another friend of mine who had a business mobile. It was one of the first times like someone's company was paying for his phone. And he went abroad and they all just sent him like hundreds and hundreds of text message pictures, MMSs they were called, their multimedia message, whatever. And then he turned his phone on one day, Dave, to get an email, and all he got was like 500 pictures of donkeys and nothing he wanted. And his bill was through the roof, and he had to try and justify it to his manager when he went back. But it was shocking, though, all that stuff.
It was shocking. There were costly donkeys in the end of the day. Secondly, there was no obligation then to tell you that time that you had exceeded your limit. So all that was introduced gradually with resistance, I suppose, understandably so, because these companies are there really to make profit rather than anything else. But the European Parliament, I think, deserve credit for this, because we initiated at Parliament level, and gradually we brought it down, and we've shown, I think, that at least on this occasion we can work for citizens. And I tell you something as well. The operators will not go out of business.
Because the use will grow as well.
That's the other point. While they were objecting to the abolition of the charges, the fact that now that people have no roaming charges, they will actually use their phones more frequently, etc., etc. That's all going to grow business as well.
What does it mean for Brexit? If Britain leaves the EU, does that mean that the same rules won't apply?
You know, that's going to be great. And when I was speaking just in Parliament, I mentioned that point, and I said, you know, when they will see this operating right across Europe, the British might change their mind and stay in the European Union or come back in.
Just for mobile phone usage alone. I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
Just to send gifts.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what about the States? Because obviously a lot of business is done, you know, between Europe and the States, and, you know, we have a lot of American multinationals here. Is there any chance of brokering some better deal for those two states?
That's beyond our remit at this point in time, because they'd be seen as third countries. And either you have an international agreement or you do maybe as part of a trade deal with the United States. But that's a long way off at the minute, so people have to watch that. That is only applies within the European Union. And sadly, if the Brits leave, then it won't apply in the United Kingdom either. So that's probably one of the downsides. But people should be aware of that when they're going abroad.
And Sean, you're saying the regulations are that whatever package you have at home applies abroad. So someone has texted in and said, lads, does this mean that if I have free unlimited data in Ireland, then I have free unlimited data in Europe, up to whatever the fair usage policy is?
Exactly. And I can actually read out the answer given to by the Commission on this.
Yeah.
To your question, yes. Any volume restrictions of voice calls and SMS while roaming are no longer allowed from the 15th of June 2017. So a straight answer to a good question.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Sean Kelly,
I would say, like, obviously as former president of the GAA, your training of banging tables in the boardrooms of Croke Park must have helped you get this one across the across the desk.
I'm telling you, it was the best education you could have for this type of negotiation, because you see them across the table, you see what they're saying, and then you're saying, what are they really saying? And that's the point you started. And that was the way we operated here. But in fairness, we got good support from right across the groups in Parliament, and we kept it going, and a lot of hard negotiations. But that's what makes it worthwhile, and that's what we're here for. And as you say, no better training than Croke Park to give you that hard edge.
Brilliant. Well, actually, we're doing our radio show from Croke Park next Tuesday, and we're heading up there today to have a look around and meet some people. So we're very excited to go there. So we'll tell them you said hi.
Tell them I said hi, and I'm looking forward to seeing them on July the 1st when I'm speaking at one of their summer school seminars on Rule 42 and the opening of Croke Park and all that business.
Ah, brilliant. Yeah, opening it up for the soccer and the rugby. That was amazing. You were, of course, president during that. And one final question for you, Sean. Sorry, guys, going to Lanzarote in August. Are the Canaries part of the EU? They're Spanish territory, aren't they?
That's correct, yeah. He should be fine out. and I hope he enjoys his holiday and he can be roaming and tweeting and whatever he wants to do.
Great stuff. I think
he lies on the beach.
We should give out your individual email and Twitter address so that everyone with a really specific question about their own phone can just hound you for the rest of the week.
Well, no problem. I can handle them all fine. No
man, Sean, thank you so much. We really appreciate you talking to us from Strasbourg today, and thanks for doing this for us, for the whole of Europe. It's brilliant.
No problem. And keep up your good, lively, attractive show.
Thanks very much, Sean. Appreciate it.
Member of the European Parliament for South Ireland, Sean Kelly there, former GAA president, and I presume a proud Fine Gael man with the goings-on this week in the Dáil.
Absolutely. Here's Ariana Grande one more time with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Cheese and crackers coming your way next.